Same kind of customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
71721.
You said 71?
721.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please?
First name Sandra, last name Norman.
Thank you. Can you verify your address, please?
You want my mailing address or my street address?
I would need your full address, ma'am.
16434 Highway 51 South Bern, B-E-I-R-N-E, 71721.
Thank you. So locate an account here for a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. How can I assist you today?
I have no idea what this is or where it came from.
Yes, ma'am. Did you do a survey for like Amazon, Costco, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens?
Probably not.
All right. Did you do a sweepstake for an iPhone 12, a Dyson vacuum cleaner, or an iPad Pro?
No.
Okay. So what I can do for you is send you over to the fraud department so they can see who used your card fraudulently. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Try again. I didn't understand what you said.
Yes, ma'am. I can send you over to the fraud department so they can see who used your card fraudulently. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Yes, please.
All right. Could you hold for one moment, please?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. I'm still here, okay, ma'am. I'm trying to get someone from the fraud department that can assist you.
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, ma'am, so thank you for holding for me. So I do have someone from the fraud department that is available to speak with you before I do transfer. I just want to make sure there's nothing else I can assist you with today.
Okay. Is it possible that it has been canceled?
Yes, so your account has been canceled, but you would need to speak with the fraud department so they can assist you with getting your money back.
Okay, let's talk to them then.
All right, just be one moment, and thank you for calling customer care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. Please hold.
You too.